The next paper is by Gabriel Kerr. Gabriel, I don't have any information about you, so maybe you would like to introduce yourself. Is that okay?
Yes, it's fine. Well, it's like a technical presentation.
Im Logo von
Hi everybody. First of all, I would like to thank you to the committee for inviting me to the conference. It's an honor for me to be able to present my my results, my qualitative results from my PhD, which I did at University of Tübingen with sports science. And for me, it was from the beginning of the research, if we can speak about an EU sport policy. Since my background a little bit in East Europe and in Canada, I have the possibilities to have in hand a lot of sport policies, and I can speak a little bit about sport policies and sport politics. From the beginning, so I started to research a little bit about, as I said, EU sport policy, and I didn't find it that we have at the moment EU sport policy, but otherwise everything we have come from outside of the sport movement. So that's why my first the purpose was to describe key lines with respect to the development of sport in the EU. Direction was EU sport policy, and the second purpose of my PhD was to explore areas which prevent the development of EU sport policy. I have thus designed two unstructured and 19 semi-structured interviews with functionaries, as I present here, from European Commission, Germany, France, Italy, and the United Kingdom. And I completed, so who are in scientific vocabulary, I can say I triangulated these interviews with literature, with document analysis, and observations. At the end, so I concentrate my research not only on this politics, but as well as this environment, where we can speak about the environment in this four EU member states like Germany, the United Kingdom, France, and Italy. Here I have the constructs for the qualitative research, and from these boxes I started to identify and to have some items. The items I grouped in five modules and started with M1 until M5. M1 it's concerning the EU, what's happening in EU. Then it's the most important M2, M3 it's concerning the environment, from M4 it's concerning the participant. I concentrated, and this kind of diagram is coming from American scientists, and it's like a map to concentrate and to see if it's a need to have this research or where it's not. I coming yes to the results, and from the qualitative results I group it in expectation. And expectation, it was a definition. What's specialists, the scientists, expected to happen for the future if we are not doing anything with this trend, what is going to happen for the future. And the qualitative results have shown that the views with respect to the development of sport in the European Union is very different and oscillate from expert to expert. And with this diversity and in absence of a legal framework, I think that a common vision for the EU sport policy is a difficult task. Otherwise, however, we have some findings with regard to the common expectation for 2018, and some scientists said maybe later, so we not 2008, maybe a couple of years, 2-3 years later. So I identify sport fragmentation and individualization. Then it was sport as social, health, and educational instrument, crisis of sport facilities, European sport models and non-European sport model, quotas and mobility in Europe, reforms in trainers formation, and EU competences in sport after ratification of Lisbon Treaty. Diversity has been found as well with the vision, and from this broad diversity, I find it a couple of results, and the specialists, the scientists identify us as needed for the future and as a desire for the future. Quality in sports schools and mass participation, sporting professional life, accessible sport programs and installation, professionalization of sport, effective and integrative sport federation, sport as partner in EU dialogue, fair and balanced competition, cultural diversity in sport, and EU knowledge. I would like to stay a little bit to the vision and to concrete a little bit about this results. Accordingly, the quality of school sport need to be improved. Aspects related to the curriculum, content, time for physical education, and the competences of the physical education teacher has been found not to be appropriate. Due to the increase of health and educational problems, the sports experts describe it as essential element in a sport vision, the active participation of population in sport. Since the barrier in sport participation has been found, the non-concordance between the professional personal time and association offers, there has been supported the inclusion of the programs in professional life. It was like an example of the Japan. The increase of distance between elite and mass participation, the tendency of mass participation toward fragmentation and individualization, as well as the previously mentioned trend to reduce state expenditures, makes a sport to be practiced in an independent way or in a sport association with commercial purposes. Nevertheless, relatively high cost of commercial sport providers makes up the sport programs to be available only to a segment of population with appropriate incomes. That's why accessibility to the sport programs has been noted as one of the most important elements for a sport vision. Volunteering is forming the basis of the organization, administration, and it has been found that has as well some problems. Two problems have been related to volunteering, decreasing number of volunteers since we have an elderly population, EU population, and in the people are looking a job in sport sector. The analysis of the sport structure in the investigating member states shows that organization of sport in the United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy is mostly a competence of the non-governmental sport organization. In France as well, with this Révision Générale de Politique Publique, and the general tendency to transfer the competence to the territorial collectivities and sport movement, they expect for the future an increase in responsibilities of the sport federation in France as well. In this perspective, effective federations have been mentioned as needed in the development of a sport vision. We have problem in competitiveness in the European Union, and from this problem we have case of doping, cheating and corruption in sport, aspect which has been described as distorting the quality of sport in the EU. The decrease in quality of sport has been associated as well with the imbalance. We do not have balanced competitiveness between competitive between sport clubs and between member states. In this perspective, there has been described as needed for the future a balance between sport clubs and member states. Sport has been defined as a matter, a measure of culture and expression of national identity. It has been found necessary the inclusion of this cultural diversity in the development of a sport vision. Some barriers which I have identified is concerning the low identification with Europe. Then different impact of environment in sport development. We have particular philosophy in organization of national sport system. Lack of legal competences reduces staff dealing with European Union. Low collaboration between researchers, practitioners, and strategists. Lack of EU knowledge and the tendency to control or reduce the state expenditures and generally the financial and economic crisis. What the experts expect from this vision? So, as we need opportunities to develop a career for sport graduates and work for the people who are looking to develop a career in sports sector to have this chances. Some utopic, but so it's like an ideal, like a vision, a more inclusive, a healthier and happier European society, solidarity and mutual respect between sport clubs, and support the development of a cultural Europe. So that's all. Thank you very much.